Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Like he's like all his issues were in Detroit. He's bringing his issues to L.A.
He's hurt.
Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. They don't belong in front of him. They just don't. I'm not buying it at all.
Well, you got most of these guys not belonging for him because you had him at 7. I had him at 14, which is pretty much Tannenbaum has it at 13. Now he's got Kirk Cousins at 14. I would flip-flop those two and say that Mac Jones is 14, which I think is a tremendous compliment. 14th Listen, best quarterback
if, you
in
know
the NFL?
If this was 2 weeks from now,
he goes down to 36.
The Tennessee Titans are playing, and they have Julio Jones back, and they have A.J. Brown back, Ryan Tannehill goes back into the top 10. He's that much better with those guys. He's better with those guys. He's more efficient with those guys. Like now, by himself, he sucks. I mean, it's like the receiving core that the Patriots had last year. They didn't have anybody. They didn't have a tight end, a Matt Lacoste going out for passes. You know, so whatever. So, but Mike Tannenbaum is an expert. He was a former GM. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
You don't like it at all.
No, I just whatever.
Speaking of Matt,
if you ask five different people, they'll give you five different answers.
I thought this was interesting because Tyler broke this thing down. He threw some numbers out in front of us. And he compared 2021 Mac Jones to 2019 Jimmy Garoppolo. And the numbers are extremely similar. You know, and just your day-to-day numbers, your stats. You know, obviously, Garoppolo had 16 games. Mac's only at 12 so far. Completion percentage right around the same. 69 for Jimmy, 70 for Mac. The yards will probably be about the same, actually, I think. Obviously, because it's 17 games, it'll be more. Touchdowns, Jimmy Garoppolo that year, 27. And you saw the 13 interceptions. Mac right now is at 16 and 8. The numbers are very, very similar to these two guys. Do you remember what we were talking about with Jimmy Garoppolo in that 2019 team?
13-3.
Yep.
I went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Lost.
And if they don't win, it's going to be because of what?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why?
Because he can't win you a game. Yeah. And he couldn't. He missed. Listen, he was not good in that Super Bowl. But
this is actually a stat that Wiggy should use. I don't necessarily believe it. But
as far
all
as what?
Year long,
for what?
Jimmy
to
Garoppolo
what?
Was a passenger on that football team. That was a very good football team. And Jimmy Garoppolo was a passenger to the point where you got to that second half and you panicked because you didn't want to put it in the kid's hands. And it was his first time going to the postseason. We didn't know what he was going to look like. And if they won, it wasn't going to be because of Jimmy Garoppolo. It was going to be because of the great football team around him. And at the time, we thought Kyle Shanahan, the great coach around him. You know, and the numbers are very, very similar. And not that I think that Mac Jones is the passenger, because to be honest with you, I was defending Jimmy Garoppolo that year, saying that I didn't think he was a passenger either, just like I don't think Mac Jones is. But the consensus, especially around here, because Jimmy wasn't your quarterback anymore, was that he was a passenger on that football team, and if they don't win it, it's going to be because of him. And then the Super Bowl, we put it all on him.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to use, the Jimmy Garoppolo kind of forces you, backs you into a corner to kind of agree or disagree with like the Wiggy take. Now, Wiggy's take, as far as being a passenger, is just a rude way of calling a guy a game manager.
Didn't we call we said the Jimmy G though in 2019?
I mean, and I would say
I fought you and Glenn because you guys were calling him that.
No, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, thank God. Like, thank God. I think that would be job number one. Can you manage the game? Can you control it? The thing with Jimmy Garoppolo is that when the stakes were at their highest and they needed him to be to make an individual play like of excellence, he couldn't do it. So when it was when the situation was perfect and the play action pass worked out and the guys had a, had separation against the receivers, he could make that throw.
But you're assuming this kid can.
Listen, even Ronnie was like, oh, you know, how do you know they're going to be good? No, I have faith based on what I have seen to say that the ceiling will be higher for Mac Jones. Would you say that? Would you say the ceiling is going to be higher? Like what Mac Jones can accomplish is greater than what Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, because Garoppolo's on his way down. They're already talking about trading him and getting rid of him. Garoppolo has already reached his peak. And now he's on the decline. Now, he'll still be a serviceable quarterback. He can start for a team. Hell, he could be a backup for another 10 years
Matt
if he wants to.
Doesn't have that, like, the injury bug right now.
Well, not now.
Because I'm just saying, because, like, you know, when Jimmy G went 5-0 when he first went over there, I thought they were thought highly of him. When Jimmy G played for 16 games and took his team to a 13-3 record, I think they were pretty high on him. But what happened? He got hurt again. And it was like, God, 2 out of 4 years, we don't have this quarterback. And you start losing confidence that you can build with this guy. But I think a lot of people felt like as long as Jimmy's healthy, then he's still a very good quarterback. You know, and he doesn't have the highest ceiling in the world, but he's still a good quarterback for you.
And I also think that it's kind of asking a lot from any of these quarterbacks because there's only like – so you can take Aaron Rodgers, put him in any situation, and you put the game in his hands, and he will do it on his own. He will throw everybody open. He will make all the right reads. That's how good he is. Tom Brady's the same. There's not a lot of those quarterbacks. I think they're very, very rare. So having a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo – is you know, and having him play at the level that he played at, you know, with modest numbers, nothing groundbreaking, nothing
just
crazy.
Like
thank God. Thank God you have this. So, you know, you don't have the best quarterback to ever do it. You don't have like a 3-time MVP like Aaron Rodgers. Okay, fine. What's the next best thing? These guys, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, guys that can morph and can run any offense.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances, you put excellent weapons, you put a bunch of, you know, Cooper Cups out there, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Jimmy was a guy that Bill once said that it's just a seamless transition. Like, he can do pretty much run the offense like Tom Brady can, essentially. Let me go to Kelly in Amherst, who says the Jimmy G Mac comparison is crazy. I'm curious why. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I think it's totally crazy for a couple of reasons. One thing, just look at the situations they were thrown into. When Jimmy G went to the Niners, they had just lost like 11 out of the last 12 games. Immediately, he started winning every single game. That's not here. Also, the play on the field. Jimmy G's the laser show, baby. He's lighting it up. That first game for the Patriots, when he went deep, oh, my God, I was crying. When they say that Mac Jones is kind of a system quarterback along for the ride, they're saying that because much like Tom Brady, he doesn't sling it deep that often. I don't like the comparison at all, man. I don't feel it.
So you think Jimmy G's better?
I think that if Jimmy G could stay healthy, he obviously has a little bit more upside. But at the end of the day, we rate these guys based on your physical skills, but it really comes down to decision-making. So I can't say Jimmy G's better at all. Right now, I couldn't see anybody who's better than Mac. I like him top five, like Christian said.
That's my guy right there. Good call, Kelly. Excellent job.
Oh, my God.
Applause goes to you. Not having that.
You don't even have him top five.
I have him at 8. Top five is ridiculous, but I like it. I like his energy.
Jeez.
I like his energy.
I actually think that Jimmy in 2019 is a very good comparison. I do. A quarterback,
you
you're not asking to do too much, and Jimmy had some big games. He had some big games. He had 3-4 touchdown games.
What is Jimmy Garoppolo's biggest problem, though, overall?
Health.
It was health. Like, if he got hurt so many times, and they just couldn't rely on him. So then they decided, okay, we got to do better. I think Shanahan was probably so disgusted in that Super Bowl because he couldn't make the plays when they needed him to. So he got you got a great regular season record. You're 13-3. You're the starting quarterback of the Super Bowl. And in the Super Bowl, obviously, you may have 2 or 3 opportunities to make a game-defining play that makes the difference. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. I almost feel like he's holding a grudge against him. Not like I have talked to anybody or anything like that at San Francisco, but I just feel like there's something to it. So then you start going, I think I can do better.
Yeah. No, I just think I think it's actually a very good comparison because even that Super Bowl year, you know, I'm talking about Mac Jones this year and like the numbers. I think since that New Orleans Saints game, right? The one touchdown, three picks. And you look at what he's done. I think the quarterback rating in his last nine games, I know, whatever. It is what it is. After nine games, the last nine games, a quarterback rating of like 105. And he's just, he sort of took off ever since that game, you know, and he's been playing real well, what, his last nine games since that Saints game. And when you look at Jimmy G, you know, he started off the first three games they won, but he wasn't very good. The last 13 games, 22 touchdowns, nine picks, 103 quarterback rating. And he played well down the stretch, 69% completion percentage, 13 games. You know, he's throwing the ball, you know, 3,300 yards. And Mac Jones is kind of, you know, very similar. You know, very similar. Look at a good football team that's got a dominant, you know, defense. Right now, Pats have a dominant defense. I guess you look at the numbers, it is what it is. Good coaching, and they're just kind of going along.
Yeah.
And you wonder, hopefully it doesn't sort of, you know, come to an end like Jimmy G. So if Jimmy G made that one throw in the Super Bowl, we'd be praising him. He missed it.
His reputation would be so different. Think about it. If he was able just to make a couple throws in that game, not only would his reputation be different, but any place, every time he became a free agent, somebody else would say, this guy has made the big throws in the big games. I'm willing to take a chance to see if he can do it again. Because if it hit once, you think it can hit again. So we missed out on that opportunity.
Rodney Harrison, rather, on earlier, 2:30. And I asked him, because this is something I feel like we don't look at Mac Jones as a rookie anymore, especially when we're judging him, when we're watching him play. Like, this, he misses throws here and there, but every quarterback in the league does. And I asked Rodney if he looks at him as a rookie anymore.
You got to keep things in perspective. Like, I played with Brady. So when I compare Brady and what I see from him and his operation, I still see a rookie quarterback that has really learned and grasped the system and really embraced his teammates. And that's the thing that really stands out to me. Like, his teammates believe in him. And no matter what mistake, if he makes a mistake, you know, they continue to believe in him, pat him on his butt, hit him upside the head. And he's just a fiery guy. You kind of look at him and you say, man, this kid doesn't look like he's very competitive. That dude is fiery. He's super competitive. And he wants to win at all costs. So, you know, they got him a special one with Mac Jones. He, like you said, he doesn't look like a rookie.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we're past that now.
I think so too. Yeah, I don't think you look at him as a rookie anymore. When you look at him, you're not waiting for those mistakes. That's why that one series we talked about with the ball off Bourne's shin, and then the interception that almost was that where the guy dropped, and then the first down he didn't get it. Like, it was sort of like, whoa, that was a rookie moment. Like, the whole sequence seemed like a rookie moment. We haven't seen any of that, really. Yeah. That was like it.
And the thing to me that stands out, what stands out for rookies at any position is just the up and down roller coaster season they have as rookies. They're just not consistent. Like, they'll have stretches where they play really good and there's no mistakes, and then they just get into a funk or they fall into a hole and feel like they can't do anything right.
Yeah, but he comes
doesn't
back.
Have that.
He
doesn't. Yeah, so that sequence where he had, what, three bad plays or goofy plays or funny plays, next thing you know, it was like it never happened.
Or even like the overthrow to Hunter Henry in the end zone. Oh, that's a rookie. No, look around the league. Go look at veteran quarterbacks. It'll happen.
The same thing. Look, like, it happens. Ryan Tannehill missed one of these guys.
It happens. Russell Wilson was doing it all night the other night. Let's go to Steve in Arlington. Steve, what's going on? You know, with Lou and Christian.
Hey, how you doing, Lou? I just want to compliment you fielding any question, that uncertain question that comes out to you, just like you used to do with Wakefield's knuckleball. You do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Wakefield knuckleball.
And I just want to pile on with Mac Jones. I'm very happy with him. And I think that he's a winner. He certainly proved that at the college level, which everyone discounts. But those first six games, he was so uncomfortable losing. You could see it. And these last six games, he's proved that he's a winner. And I had doubts that he might be playing cold weather. But as they said in the paper, he checked off that box as well.
Thanks, Steve. You're breaking up, Steve.
Thanks,
sorry.
Steve. Yeah,
you were breaking up.
The phone is going on. I want to go to Steve. Another Steve in the car. Steve, what's going on? You got the Mac and Jimmy comparison. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the year that Jimmy G and the 49ers went to Super Bowl, if you recall, as the playoffs progressed, and I think even into the first playoff game, Shanahan did not let him throw the ball. I mean, during one playoff game, he had 13 attempts. But during the year, I think what it did to Jimmy G, I think it took a lot of confidence away, because I think he wanted him to become, like you guys talked about earlier, you know, that game manager for the playoffs, when during the season he was I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he was slinging it, but certainly if you look at his attempts per game during the year, they were, you know, much higher than what he averaged during the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they were. So I don't understand. What's the point? I mean, Bill lets Max sling it in the playoffs?
I don't know. Well, no, what I'm saying is I think maybe Jimmy G lost all his confidence that year.
Well, I don't listen, Steve, thanks. I mean, you're referencing the AFC title game when they played Green Bay. He was 6-for-8 in that game. Or he most outran for 220 yards. Like, I mean, they ran for 282 yards in that game to beat Green Bay. Like, you don't think if Bill can run for 282 yards and win a football game, 37-20? There's up 27-0 at halftime. How much you want Jimmy to throw in the second half up 27-0?
No, I agree with you, and I remember what happened.
Ran right through him in the first half. The game was over. He ain't throwing the ball in the second half.
You know, Tyler, when you brought this up on your drunken binge over the last 4 days, was your point of using Jimmy Garoppolo as, okay, now if you have a comparable like a Jimmy Garoppolo, you should assume that Matt can do even better or actually win a Super Bowl? Like, what was the genesis of this?
So when I thought back to 2019, I thought that nobody, absolutely no one, feared Jimmy G in that playoffs. And, of course, his coach thought he couldn't even throw it. That's why he only threw it 11 and 8 times. Of course, it was a blowout game. But he didn't trust him. And I don't think defenses feared Jimmy Garoppolo that season or really in that playoffs, although he had great numbers, which the numbers actually show that Jimmy G is more of, or less of a checkdown game manager than Mac Jones currently is. So once you get into the playoffs, are defenses fearing Mac Jones the same way they did not Jimmy Garoppolo?
I would say that the answer would be yes. They will throw it. Like, they will throw it. If the game plan is the best option to win is to throw the football down the field, they're going to throw it. But it's almost like a last resort. Hey, we're going to run it first. Like, even that Tennessee game, you're like, listen, the Tennessee Titans are kicking your butt. You can't run it. When are you going to start throwing it? Like, you start throwing it. But I feel like their offense was no threat to you, you know, even though they're running all over the place. You figured, like, listen, we have a nice little lead. We're comfortable. We're getting all these turnovers. We don't have any issues with it.
Yeah, no, to me, I look at the comparison side. I think it's a good one. Like, people are bringing up on Twitch.
If you get that, wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, but I'm just saying on Twitch, it's like it's a bad comparison. Jimmy's tougher. I mean, Mac is tougher. Yeah, I agree. I even said that. Like, the difference is that Jimmy Garoppolo gets broken easily. He misses a ton of football games. Mac Jones seems a lot tougher than he is, and we'll see. It's early in his career, but he seems like he could take a hit. There's no question about it. But the numbers are very similar to the year that Garoppolo had, that all year long, listen, I was defending Garoppolo, not because he's just Italian, but I was defending him because I thought he wasn't just a passenger. I thought he was having a good year. He had some games when they asked him to throw it, and he did. You know, but the perception was that he was the guy that was going to hold them back. It's a good team with good coach. He was the guy that was going to hold them back. And to be honest with you, I'm sorry, but I got to kind of see Mac in the playoffs because right now I might be thinking the same thing. He might be the guy that holds it back because at some point you got to sling it. You know, we always reference the whole, like, Bill, you talked about the defense.
You don't think, I think that's the difference between you and I.
No, I think trust him in the postseason to sling it.
You want proof. You feel like you have to see him sling it in a playoff game.
Yeah, like Brady did.
In order to be convinced that he can do it in a real playoff game. No.
Like Mahomes did.
Listen, he'll sling it on Monday night. He's going to have to. He's going to throw the freaking ball in a crazy, awesome environment with crappy weather. Great. Check the box. Moving on. Wake me when we get to the playoffs.
It'll be a good test.
You beat them. Wake me when we get to the
playoffs.
It'll
be a good test. No question Monday night. But Monday night is not an AFC championship game. Monday night's not a divisional playoff game. If you lose, you go home. If you lose, you don't go home. You go in the next week. You know what I mean? Or you have the bye or whatever it is. So I just think, you know, again, it's just this. There's still some more boxes that need to be checked. That's all. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.